I'm Sharon Jurd and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. I want to ask you the question, are you materialistic? And the reason I'm asking you this question, is it a yes or a no, is because I talk to a lot of people who are in coaching businesses and other industries where they go, oh, you know, I don't like to, you know, buy materialistic things. You know, they feel that it's ego driven and people are showing off, and so they can have limiting beliefs that people with, you know, fancy cars, lots of jewelry, fancy houses are not nice people. So what I want to talk about today is, do you have a limiting belief around that? Because it's not a bad thing to be materialistic. You know, I don't have any qualms about it. You know, if people want to go and buy flashy things and that's their thing, then good on them. Because I want to celebrate in their successes. Because if they've worked their butt off, if they've gone and done what's needed to be done, they didn't give up, they stayed focused, they got good people around them, they attended, you know, events, and they want to go and buy something flashy to reward themselves with, you know, for all of that effort, I want to be the first to pat them on the back, because, you know, they deserve recognition, they deserve success, they deserve to be rewarded for doing what they need to do. Now, not everybody wants to go and buy a flashy car or flashy jewelry or, you know, big houses. We've all got different, you know, needs and wants and likes and dislikes, but what I don't want you to do is be afraid of looking materialistic. And so you start, I want you to, if you know, if you're going, oh, I don't know about this, you know, and so I want you to start out small. What I want you to do is, when something exciting happens in your life, reward yourself. Now, I'm not saying you have to go and spend money you don't have, you know, and, you know, going into debt. I'm not even saying it has to be extravagant. Just start small. You know, it might be just a pair of earrings that you've, you know, wanted to buy for quite some time. They're not that expensive. They're not that flashy, but it's a reward for yourself. I'm saying to you, you know, you'll know what your thing is. You know, some people say, oh, it's jewelry all day. Some people will say, oh, it's shoes all day. You know, you hear people about having hundreds of pairs of shoes. Other people say it's clothes. Other people say it's cars. You know, it might be phones. I always make sure I've got the most up-to-date phone, you know, and like, and I'm swapping my phone quite regularly because that's just my thing. I like to be up-to-date in the technology, and so I reward myself with buying a new phone. You know, I've done the work during the year and I get to reward myself with that. That doesn't make me egotistical. That doesn't make me a bad person. You know, I drive a flashy car. That doesn't make me, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, if you've got all these things, you must have stomped on people along your way and all sorts of other stuff. So, you know, it's not that. What I want you to do is just relax. If you're sitting here going, oh, I've got these feelings about, you know, the ego and materialistic, what I'm asking you today is just let go of that. And go, you know, it's not a bad thing to own materialistic things. It's not. And if you don't want to buy things, you buy experiences. John and I do that quite often for each other, or most often now. You know, we don't need things. We don't want things. We want experiences. So it's just a weekend away, a night in a hotel, you know, an experience of, you know, going somewhere, just to going for a drive, going to somewhere we've never been before. And what we do is, you know, have that experience, you know, so it's not seen as materialistic by people, but it still can be seen as materialistic by, you know, having those experiences all the time. But for us, you know, it's people can, you know, my belief is that people can come and take from you, you know, your jewelry, your car, it can all be gone tomorrow, but they can't take away your experiences. You know, when you experience something that's totally amazing, or you see something, you know, you're with someone that you love, no one can take that away from you. So what I'm saying to you is, don't be afraid to reward yourself. Don't be afraid to, you know, spend time, energy and money on yourself, because you deserve it. And you know, I reward myself sometimes with going to events. You know, I've spent a lot of money on going and educating myself, and I reward myself and I set myself goals that if I reach certain goals, this will be my reward, that I will go to that event. So you might set yourself a goal to come along to my event called Grow Your Coaching Biz. If you want to grow your coaching business, I run a 3-day workshop here on the Gold Coast, and you might say, right, I'm going to spend the money on myself to grow myself, to have new learnings, and therefore grow my business, so then I can reward myself with more materialistic things, as the saying goes. So look for the link around this video if you're interested in growing your business so you have more money, more time, more life to do the things that you want to do. Come along, and in those 3 days, I will show you how you can increase your income in your business absolutely, dramatically, immediately. And this is no such, sales pitch. There is there's guarantees around attending my event. Please come along, and I hope that you will come along and I get to meet you at my event. If this video was valuable to you, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I need your help to do that. And I hope to see you at my event. Talk soon.